Time to talk with an author, Craig. Debut novel. Zakiya Dalila Harris joins us to talk about The Other Black Girl. Zakiya, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. Talking a lot about your book this morning, I understand. Let's get right to it. You know, on the back of this book, they have people write nice things about you, about the book. Witty, inventive, smart, a thrilling, edgier than Devil Wears Prada. Witty, thought-provoking. When you're putting a book together, are these things even in your mind of what other people might say about something that you're putting to the page?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think even more so in some ways because I worked in book publishing myself, so I remember gathering all those quotes for other people's books, and so it definitely was in my mind, but I also was kind of like, you know, at a certain point, I need to not think as much about it because I can just think and think and think. But like at the end of the day, like getting that story down is the most important part, you know.
You mentioned your past in book publishing. What got you into that? Did you really want to go that way?
Yeah, I did. I did my MFA in nonfiction writing at the New School, and then I'd always wanted to go into publishing, partly because I just loved talking about writing and structure and on a micro level. And so, right after I got my MFA, I was lucky enough to get an interview in publishing, and then I got an editorial assistant position. And I just remember thinking, like, free books and my job is to read. That's great. And, of course, that's not it, but it's a big part of it. And it's cool to be a part of something that's bigger than you and feels like it's making a change.
So when people say write what you know, and I guess you kind of sort of set the setting related into it in a book company. Talk about The Other Black Girl and what we should know about it.
Yeah. So The Other Black Girl essentially follows four different black women who are all struggling to succeed within the very white world of publishing. It primarily follows, though, one main character named Nella Rogers, who has been the only black person working at Wagner Books, which is a very prestigious publishing house in the heart of Manhattan. And she's been the only one there for a while, the only black person there. And so the other black girl enters the picture, Hazel, who starts working at the cubicle next to hers. And so Nella thinks, great, we're going to have a kind of camaraderie here. Like, we'll be able to kind of think about and reflect on these microaggressions that the white coworkers in our publishing house are giving us. And so that's her thinking at first, but of course that's not how smoothly it goes.
When you were plotting this out, did you think it was going to go in the directions that it did? Or when you bring the different characters in, you know, what's the sort of the tone for the whole book that you came up with?
Yeah, it's funny because really, essentially, when I started writing it, it was only Nella and Hazel who I saw in my mind. I knew that because I'd been the only black person or one of very few black people in publishing at the time, where I was specifically, I knew what it was like to be the only one. And then I also knew what it was like to kind of yearn for another black person to be working with you. And so I thought, okay, what if I have these two black women working in this publishing house, and the first one is so excited to have this new person working with her, but what if it doesn't go well? What if this other black person has different ideas on what their relationship as the only two black women in this publishing house are like? And so as I kept writing, I saw kind of, okay, this world unfolding around them, all of the reasons why the relationship is great, but then also what causes them to drift apart. And I won't spoil anything, but it definitely turned into an entirely different book from when I started because it ended up being a thriller and ended up having these horror and sci-fi elements that when I had just the image of Nella and Hazel, those weren't there. It was really just about them and who they were.
When you write a book like this, you go through the process. Do you sort of continue along a path of what you've got in mind already, your vision for the book, or are you influenced by maybe current events that passed during that time frame?
Well, it's funny. I've had a lot of people ask me kind of the timeline of this book because last year specifically seemed to really kind of mirror the book and a lot of the things that are talked about. But actually, when I was writing it, I was channeling my own memories of what 2015, 2016 were like. I remember I just moved to Brooklyn, and I also remember watching the video of Philando Castile being murdered in his car in front of his family. And then I remember, after watching that video in my apartment, having to go to work and put on a smile because I worked in food service at the time. And so that kind of weirdness of like moving between these worlds and feeling like I have to wear essentially a mask in order to kind of continue on throughout my day, those are all things that I was thinking about while writing Nella's character, because a similar thing happens or is mentioned in the book, where she also has to process this thing going on in the world and then goes to work, and suddenly diversity initiatives are in style again, and then they fade away. And it's so, all of those things are so jarring for this one individual who's also just trying to have a job and trying to become an editor. So it definitely was a strange kind of experience than going through last year. And then, of course, talking about publishing specifically, because there was definitely a reckoning happening on social media as well at the time.
We were talking this morning with Zakiya Dalila Harris. Their debut novel is The Other Black Girl. There's been a lot of hot press about this, also related to, you know, getting it into a series or a movie or things like that. How do you sort of maintain control or sort of allow yourself to take this, which you created, and kind of put it into a different form?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I am fortunate that I'm going to be, and I'm working right now on the pilot. I'm co-writing it with Rashida Jones. So I definitely have a decent amount of space to really explore this new medium, and it's been fun. I mean, it's also interesting because times have changed, like, kind of drastically since I wrote the book in terms of the conversations we are having. So making sure that the TV adaptation rings true to kind of the conversations that we're having now versus even 18 months ago, you know, that's something that we are all talking about. And so it's been a lot of fun, but also daunting too, because it is my baby, and it's with publishing and with writing a book, there are a few other hands in as well, kind of helping you. But in this case, it really is a team effort. And I think, and I hope that it'll help me grow as a writer and as a storyteller.
You have a cover on here, and I don't know, sometimes people who put books together, there's another group of folks that put a cover that want to sell it. Tell us a little bit about that cover of The Other Black Girl.
Yeah, so when I wrote this book, I knew that I wanted this cover to really reflect blackness. I mean, the cover, the title, of course, The Other Black Girl, done. It's there. But I knew I wanted it to also to kind of yell at people from the shelves, saying, I'm here. I am a black book. I am for black women and for black readers, because that was really what I wanted. I think in terms of publishing, covers do not always necessarily correctly reflect the material, and that's for various reasons, because of audiences and things like that. But I really wanted to make sure that black readers and black audiences who aren't necessarily catered to as much as they should be would see this book and know it was for them. And so my agent and I made a list of black artists who we thought might be nice to design the cover, and sent it to my publisher at Atria. And they took it and ran with it, and found that Temi Coker had created this beautiful piece of art called My Black is Beautiful for the Twitter Juneteenth celebration last year. And it's gorgeous. I highly recommend looking it up. It's a little different from this cover, but it's essentially the same, where it's a profile view of a woman, a black woman in black and white, and she has an afro, and she also has an afro pick earring. And that, for me, was huge, because this afro pick earring has a black power fist on it, and that's actually the kind of pick that I have. I didn't tell my publisher about it before, but it just felt like kismet that she had this pick as well. So I was just really excited that, you know, they heard me and really hit it home, because I think that's important. I think seeing yourself on the shelves is really important, especially for young people.
Absolutely. You talk about writing books that you would want to read, or that have featured people, characters, things like you, and through your life. It's just another way for sort of reinforcing that and share what you know with others, and that way too. Well, Zakiya, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us. We hope people get a chance to check out the book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Zakiya Dalila-Harris joining us. Again, the book is called The Other Black Girl.